There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Apparently, every once in a while, I just...
You're just trying to take control.
Every once in a while, I need to jump in here.
Yeah. Good morning, America! Hey, Todd, the radio guy.
Yes?
Can't you get control of that Scott Hannon?
No.
Get him off his high horse?
Nope.
He did demonize old Trump yesterday, and
maybe.
He kind of does it in a way... You know, a slippery way. He's always slippery when he lets stuff out, you know.
For your slippery, Scott.
Yeah. I don't know why you don't get control of that guy.
There's
Scott.
No way.
You're the radio guy. Now you got Rick Perry out there again demonizing Trump.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
Wish we knew.
Radio God, come on.
Come on, Todd. Come on, Radio God. Bring me in.
Yeah.
I got that little app there.
It was kind of that. They're real.
Yeah. Gentlemen. Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Welcome. We're going to talk Fargo Air Show. We're going to talk appeals court ruling on North Dakota's heartbeat law. And, of course, I'm sure we're going to talk about Donald Trump because a lot of folks want to do that. And also the controversy, the growing controversy at UND. I see the Grand Forks Herald has an editorial today saying the community screwed up. So that's not good. And Ed Schultz is fired again. Oh, man, Todd. There you go. Somebody just sent us a note and said, why aren't you talking about Ed Schultz getting fired on MSNBC? I don't know. Bigger fish to fry, maybe? Why aren't we talking about it, Todd? I don't know. I guess he's been canceled as part of a shakeup in the afternoon lineup. So canceled in the TV lingo means fired.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you never fired. It was anybody's fired.
All right.
Yeah.
The co-chair of the Fargo Air Show, who's one busy dude, is joining us here first up. And then Tom in Northwood, Shane and Keene, Barbara in Clay County, hang tight. We're going to get to you and others as well. But I want to get to General Haugen, who's... going to give us a little preview of the Fargo Air Show this weekend so we can get him back to work. General, nice to have you again on What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Oh, great. Good morning, Scott.
Great to hear your voice, and I imagine it's been a busy couple of days. Tell everybody all across the Northern Plains what you got planned for this year's Fargo Air Show.
Oh, it's going to be a great event, a lot of fun to attend. Gates open at 9 o'clock, flying starts around 11 o'clock, and we're going to have a full afternoon finishing up with the Blue Angels. So the event will go all day long.
And that's both Saturday and Sunday. And for folks that have not seen the Blue Angels, this is sort of like one of those top 10 things you'll ever see. It should be on that list. I mean, don't just think it's a bunch of planes flying around. I mean, the show, the precision, the way they do that, the music, the narration, and what you see is it's once-in-a-lifetime stuff if you get a chance to see it. How would you describe the Blue Angels, General?
Well, they're absolutely the best of the best. You know, I was a fighter pilot my whole life, and I know some of the things that they're doing. And the precision that you mentioned is exactly correct. They're fun to watch. They do it low. They do it where the crowd can see it. And there's so many things that are going to happen with the air show besides the Blue Angels that are going to make it exciting. We've got the Navy Leapfrogs here, which is a Navy SEALs skydive team. We've got a Marine Corps Harrier jet, which is the vertical takeoff and landing jet. That's going to be here. Plus, we have some of our own local people. We have Kent Peach from Minot. He's going to fly a few times. We have the Lindemann brothers from Valley City. Plus, we have a Doolittle Raider airplane, a B-25 coming in. We have Kyle Franklin and Skip Stewart, who are two of the best civilian act performers. Plus, then we have Paul Stender, the Indy Boys, coming in with their jet-powered school bus, a school bus that can go 350 miles an hour.
Wow.
Get to school on time.
I've seen that, baby. That'll get you to school on time is right. Think about that. Jet-powered school bus, ladies and gentlemen. That's worth the trip alone. It's fabulous.
And we've got some things for the kids that are going to be here, the youngsters. You know, if you're under 10, you get in free. And we have line flying of model airplanes that'll be free to them. Those are what you think of as the older style model airplanes that you use a string and it goes in a circle. We're going to have an organization come in here that is going to provide those free for kids. We have the Games Galore, plus I guess Paul Stender is bringing in a small other attraction to go down the runway. It's a jet-powered outhouse.
What? Yeah, I heard that too, Todd.
Yeah,
you kind of stopped us. You kind of stopped us in our tracks there.
That gave me a visual, but
general,
I'm wow. just saying that's going to be here, so that should be fun to watch too. Plus, we
jet-powered
have
powered outhouse. Yeah. So, like, you in the outhouse, all.
This is a fabulous list. Wow. Though. I don't want to slow you down. Tell me what else. Anything else?
Well, yes, of course. We have to intersperse all of this activity with 16 air carrier operations that come in and out. So there's going to be airplanes and flying all day long. Plus, we have food. Umbrella Foods is in to sell hot dogs and pop and beer and all kinds of wonderful treats to eat. Now, you know that we have almost 400 people that are attending the event representing organizations in Fargo, and they get paid, their organizations get paid for them to do that. So a lot of charity donations and organizations will be making money at this organization too. We have a huge budget, and we need 30,000 people here just to break even before we start paying money to charity. But we do expect that. The temperature is going to be great, going to be in the upper 80s to low 90s. We have some safety and security issues to worry about. We have a medical tent here. We also have misting tents. So if you get too warm, need to go in and cool off in a mist, we have that available. So it's just going to be a great time, good weekend, great weather, a lot of fun.
Boy, oh boy, and a great crew running it all, and I really hope folks take the time to take it all in. It's worth it. It really, really is. It's one of the great events in North Dakota every year. The Blue Angels are something to see, and everything else around it. So, and if you drink too much beer, you have the jet-powered outhouse, so you can't go wrong there. Yeah, they'll be moving around the ground. So. All right.
Well, I like being a straight man for you, Scott. You know?
All right, General, good talking to you. Kudos to your volunteers and all the good folks on the committee who I know work years and years and years. The relationship that has been built with the Blue Angels to bring them up, I don't think anybody anywhere has any idea what it goes into to have the Blue Angels come as often as they have to this event. I mean, that takes some work, so good job.
Yeah, I'd also like to remind the listeners that there is going to be some road closures because of the 19th Avenue is in what they call the aerobatic box. So County 20 will be open. Interstate 29 will be open. But Dakota Drive and some of those areas will be closed. So make sure you check the paper and check the releases, press releases for road closures so you don't get trapped trying to get to the air show.
All right. Sounds great. Be safe. Have a fabulous weekend. And we'll be out there Saturday. Looking forward to seeing it. Take care, General.
See you then. Thanks. Bye.
You bet. There's one of North Dakota's great public servants, I'll tell you. One of the best. Rock solid citizen. You know, commanded the Happy Hooligans for a number of years after his great service in the Air Force. And, of course, as well, the Adjutant General under then-Governor John Holman. So, great guy. And that is a great event. All right, Tom in Northwood, sorry to keep you waiting. Let's get you in here. What's on your mind today? Tom, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, hi, Scott.
Hi there.
Hey, just a side note on what you just talked about. You know, there used to be, the commander of the Blue Angels used to be from North Dakota for several years, Gilman Root out of Portland. So Blue Angels got a special place in Portland's heart.
Cool, did not know that.
Yep, Gilman Root. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about the political correctness of the Republican Party. I think most people think Donald Trump is saying what they're thinking. A lot of people in the Republican Party do. And the big to-do is just that he's not saying it the way politically correct people would do it. And so I really don't have a problem with what he's saying. I think American people are smart. They'll wash him out if they think that he's not capable of doing the job. But he's a non-political type. And there's a couple other ones in there that are just the same way. There's Carson and Carly Fiorina. I'm really impressed with her. She says some really good things.
She'd be fun on the stage with Hillary. I'm with you there. And by the way, what Donald Trump said about John McCain's service, not a war hero, it was wrong. He shouldn't have done it. But you know what? And that's my opinion. Some people have argued, oh, well, what about what these, you know, I just think it's just wrong. But I don't think it's a deal breaker. I don't think it means he said that, so now he's got to go. It's just one more piece of information for everybody to consider, right?
Exactly. I mean, he maybe shouldn't have said it. And probably he would even admit it if he didn't have such a big ego. But what he's saying about the issues is resonating with people.
Sure is.
And
sure.
I think for good cause.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Absolutely.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Shane and Keenan, I get part of your comment in here. What's on your mind?
Hey, firstly, I see Nodak's made it to the final five, and I hope everybody kind of embraces that.
You like that, huh? So hang on, Shane. We're going to finish this on the other side of the break. You're right. Final five includes Nodak's. What do you think that is as one of the choices?
Sun dogs, why not snow dogs?
More with Shane coming up after this. Barber 2.
Your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
He Dolls has it. You know that already, though, don't you? How often do you find yourself needing a customized color? Do you know your customized color can be sprayed on as easily as any ordinary spray can? That's the kind of things they have. Need advice on the right part for your car? Relax at HeDolls Auto Plus. They have it. But you know what else they have? Good folks. Like Dale Helfrich. Dale has been with HeDolls for 40 years. He's sales manager. And we were talking recently about the experience of Dale and his colleagues. He said, you know, there's a lot of folks in the company, 20, 30, 40 years of experience. And we know that there's a lot of things you can't find on the computer, right? All parts stores have a computer. Everybody uses one. But when you get some of the older stuff out there, you need a little bit of institutional knowledge. He called it ancient knowledge, you know. And those guys have it again and again and again. And we started talking cars, as we always do. In fact, if you go into Dale's office, he has a lot of pictures that are ones that guys have sent for some nice street rods. He's had a lot of fast cars in his day. And a 65 Plymouth Belvedere that was ugly as sin. John Deere green with red interior. How's that for a beauty?
That's interesting color combination.
383 with a four speed. A lot of fun. But he said, totaled it one night. When he got married, at a 70 Plymouth Barracuda. Plum crazy blue with white interior. Now that sounds like a great car.
There you go.
His first car is 63 Ford Custom. How about that? Yeah. Paid $90 for it, bought in Hebron. Drove it to his uncle's shop in Taylor, about 20 miles away. Used 2 quarts of oil for that little trip. And spent about $100 overhauling it. Great story, though. All right, Dale Helfrich, one of the many good folks you'll find at Heedall's, one of their locations. Dale's at the Bismarck location, but they have them all throughout North Dakota, Western Montana, South Dakota, Western Minnesota. Tell them Scott sent you. To Heedall's, because Heedall's has it. Full phone, so let's get to it. So, Shane, we started on the first part of the conversation was your suggestion that the Nodax was the way to go, huh?
Yeah, it's obviously North Dakota. You're not another school in the United States outside of North Dakota is going to be able to use the word NODAC, and it also leaves wide open the your opportunity for your mascot. You can use any heritage towards North Dakota. In my opinion, you can use as your mascot still, and I think it's a really really cool name. And then I had a second comment was towards Trump, in that you keep hearing people say he's arrogant, and that's his personality more than it's arrogance. And I think people have been emasculated, for lack of a better term, to not express themselves in such a way that when they hear somebody do it, outside of you're not supposed to behave that way. And then when somebody actually goes out there and actually behaves that way, I think a lot of us, are like, feeling a lot of relief out of that. And probably don't, it's so refreshing that you don't know what else to say, but that's arrogant. No, that's not arrogance. And like his reaction towards Lindsey Graham. All these guys start this stuff, and there's supposed to be some gentleman response, some cookie-cutter gentleman response, because these archaic senators have had their principles and their personal character attacked, and as though there's something other than just a regular, a failure at that. And that was the other thing, was that each one of these guys will come to Trump and get $1 million to promote themselves to the next term of office, only to become a loser. If anybody in the whole United States has got the opportunity to tell him exactly what he thinks about them, it's somebody who put $1 million in the bank for him to become a loser, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it, and I don't think of it as being some sort of arrogance. And I'm with you in saying that he's probably not going to be there at the end of the term, but he's gonna bring somebody who's got both the political expertise.
He's contributing. He's contributing. He's in that.
Somebody's going to pick up his tail.
Yeah, they need to. That's how this works. I appreciate your call. Good passion there. Barbara, Clay County, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Hello there. Well, I'm looking at a printout of a 28-page FOIA document, Freedom of Information Act, which was obtained by the Center for Immigration Studies. And I called yesterday regarding their map. Well, this is the FOIA document with which they made their map from. And this is titled Law Enforcement Systems and Analysis Decline Detainer Outcome Report, prepared October 8, 2014 by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency.
And what's the bottom line? What's it tell us, Barbara?
The bottom line is that the problem is law enforcement agencies are not enforcing detainers, which Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, are notifying law enforcement agencies about. They're not honoring them. 270 jurisdictions in 43 states are not honoring ICE. In 8 months last year, between January and August in 2014, there were 8,811 declined detainers in 276 counties in 43 states and District of Columbia. And here's North Dakota. I'm looking at it right here. The entire state policy will not honor ICE detainer. That's the criteria for each city, state, county has a criteria for what they will and will not honor regarding ICE detainers on illegal immigrants. And the entire state policy is that they will not honor ICE detainers.
Yeah, that's bad news, folks. That's again, more of these sanctuary cities is what Barbara is talking about and goes back to what Donald Trump has raised as an issue. So it's important. All right, up against the brakes, I'm going to go quickly here to Jim and Kildare, Bill on the Road, and Casey and Halliday. Go ahead, Jim.
It's Jeff, actually. And I just wanted to address what you stated about Donald Trump and McCain. You're in a position of influence. You influence people with what you say on the radio. And Donald Trump did not say that he was not a war hero.
He did, too.
A war hero because he got
caught. No, he first was asked by Frank Luntz, is he a war hero? No, he's not a war hero. He's only a war hero because. So he said both.
He got caught.
He said both.
We'll agree on that.
Yeah.
And then he did say that, well, I shouldn't have said that. And, you know, we got to quit blowing this stuff out of proportion. Donald Trump, I agree with him. He's absolutely right in what he says. And
appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks. Bill on the Road, you're next. Just going quick here, folks, because we're on tight on time.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi there.
I got the perfect name, but it's too late. And follow me on this. We're a Valley team, right?
Yeah.
We can keep our color green and then pick an innocuous name like the Giants so we could be the Valley of the Green Giants. I think that's a jolly good thing.
I know the jingle, it would work really well. Yes. By the way, the Grand Forks Herald doesn't like North Dakota as an option and has said that all along, but said, hey, a lot of people did like it, and so it was a mistake for the nickname selection committee to shun that big of a group in our view. So they're suggesting that they add it back in as an option. So this controversy is growing without question. Sorry, out of time. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection. And if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Of Medora.
Now I have, how can you refuse that?
Now I know. Now I have your attention, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Me too. Well, my friend Kevin Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer's Auctions, is a land auction coming up later on this year that you're going to want to check out. You go to Pfeiffer's.com and to find out more about this. This is a legendary property near Medora that is going to be up for auction. Pfeiffer's.com. You can also call them, and they will send you a catalog, so you have this one in advance of everything that's going on. They're a busy group. I mean, they have land auctions coming up in, well, let's just look here. Next month, they've, end of this month, construction shop equipment in Bowman, some acreage at Lemoore County, Clay County, Minnesota, Emmons County, North Dakota, Eddy County, Grant County, McLean County. A lot of prime land. And the Hudson Company Ranch is the Medora land I'm talking about. Family-owned for generations, managed by local cattlemen and ranchers who've taken great pride in the rugged beauty and endless possibilities. And now your chance to own part or all of one of North Dakota's greatest resources. So find out more. That's coming up in November. So there's plenty of time, but you want that on your radar. Pfeiffer's.com. Pfeiffer's.com, and you can also call them toll-free from wherever you're at 877-700-4099. Get on their mailing list, get their catalogs, 877-700-4099. Auctions, real estate, land management, livestock sales, they do it all with integrity, with innovation, and most importantly, with results. All right, we're going to chat with Yana Murdahl from Concerned Women for America about two very important topics in the news this week. Just two pieces of information we need to finish on. One, a call we didn't get to earlier said what, Todd?
Barbara is dead wrong. The Center for Immigration Studies report has been proven wrong in North Dakota. North Dakota is not a sanctuary state. And I'm sick of these people lying about it. They keep perpetuating a myth that is untrue.
Yeah, both this program and also Rob Ford at the Sanding Blog did completely disprove that story that did get some attention about North Dakota. It was not true. And I've actually emailed the folks that were reporting on it to say, where's your source? Where are you getting this? Because it's not true. And I didn't catch the part where she was talking about North Dakota. I think the flaw there was North Dakota, but I do believe the other places are accurate in the way of there's too many sanctuary cities. That's the bottom line. The other thing I've been meaning to say, I did speak with the President Kelly's office yesterday at UND after our program, and there was a Facebook commentary from a number of groups that are not happy with the Fighting Sioux name being replaced or the current process. And there was one particular post yesterday that went viral and had zillions of views and had my phone blown up. And it had to do with a post that said something similar to this. Scott Hinnon has revealed on his radio show that President Kelly was before the committee and told them they will be disbanded if they keep North Dakota as an option. Well, I didn't say that. All right. What I did say is John Bridewell, the president's selection on the committee, everybody on the committee is his selection, but a faculty member, professor of aviation, opined that, you know, if we put North Dakota in there, the president could disband us. And he's now said he wished he hadn't said that. But anyway, obviously the president doesn't want North Dakota as an option. But I didn't say he said to the committee. That was wrong. So I just want to make sure that's cleared up and we have the facts here because that's important. Yana Murdahl is with the Concerned Women of America. She's a director of the North Dakota chapter and joins us on our Newsmaker line today. Yana, welcome back. How are you? Are you there, Yana?
Yeah, I'm here.
I can hear you now. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Wonderful for you to join us today. Are you on the farm in Park River?
I am on the farm, and, you know, we're in the middle of haying, so if anybody wants to build muscles out there, you can come and join us and buck some bales.
Talk to my buddy Tom Wheeler from the Northwest Landowners Association today, and he had a meeting yesterday, I think, at Bismarck, he said, and he was going to Minot today for Northwest Landowners Association meeting. He said, I've got haying to do. So, you know, I know there's a lot of work to do, and, you know, you, in your case, you're good work for the Concerned Women for America, and in his case, good work for Northwest Landowners Association and other groups. It doesn't, nothing waits, does it?
No, that's true, but it's important days for the issue of life, that's for sure, in North Dakota and across the nation. So
do me this favor, for anybody that is just in the busyness of life, has missed what happened and what we now know because of these videos by Planned Parenthood, what did they reveal?
Oh, boy, Scott, it's not shocking to those of us who have been in the pro-life movement for a long time. We've known that Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the nation, by the way, who gets $500 million of yours and my tax money every year, they harvest organs from unborn babies and sell them for profit. And a group has gone undercover now, and there's been two videos, you can find them on YouTube, that shows that one of them was the medical director for Planned Parenthood sitting having dinner, drinking wine, eating salad, talking about pretty horrific things like crushing the unborn upper, like the head and neck or the bottom of the baby, so they save the organs like livers, heart, lungs, kidneys of these unborn babies. Imagine the pain and the horrificness of it. I can't even. So a pretty graphic revelation, but they're not deniable. And Planned Parenthood has come out a couple of times now in the last week and apologized, listen to this, for the tone of their medical staff, not apologizing for dismembering children that are still alive and then killing them in the womb, literally sucking them out and selling the body parts for medical research and for implants. It just reveals, Scott, what we've known about this abortion giant and the abortion industry for decades. And though that it's horrific to watch, I think it's a wake-up call to America and certainly here in North Dakota and to politicians like locally there in Fargo where you guys are, Representative Kathy Hocken, who just recently got a national award from Planned Parenthood. I think she should probably return it after these revelations. So
yeah, I think the media has a responsibility to ask Kathy Hocken, by the way, a Republican, who's received this award, and Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who's received a lot of money from supporters. I forget, was it Planned Parenthood itself, or was it individuals that were high up in Planned Parenthood that were giving Senator Heitkamp dollars?
No, actually, Scott, during the campaign for Senate a few years ago, Heidi Heitkamp actually went down to Dallas, Texas, and was on stage with the national leader, the CEO, Cecile Richards, of Planned Parenthood. So she pals around with Planned Parenthood all the time and kowtows in Washington, D.C., to their wishes, which is totally against the will of the people in North Dakota, including, we haven't heard a word from Heidi Heitkamp really about the 20-week ban, which is law in North Dakota, which we're now trying to push federally. And, you know, she came out with a statement a couple of days ago about the Planned Parenthood thing, and it was laughable, Scott, because her statement, and I'm sure you can go on Senator Heitkamp's website and find that statement, it is like word for word a statement out of the mouth of Planned Parenthood. So, yeah, I think North Dakotans need to challenge her. I officially here challenge her to come forward and return any money that she's gotten from this blood-stained organization and denounce that organization. And right there, like I said, Kathy Hocken, a Republican or quasi-Republican in Fargo, needs to be challenged to come out in the media and actually answer the questions if she supports the harvesting and selling of human organs, which is happening nationwide by Planned Parenthood. And, Scott, we need to defund Planned Parenthood. You and I right now are paying taxpayers' money to support this grisly, Holocaust-like, Mengele type of practice. And I tell you what, pastors and citizens, we need to wake up. We can't just ignore this. This is a horrific stain on this nation, and we need to stop it.
Is it illegal? Congressman Kramer was on with us yesterday and said that it was illegal. I hadn't heard that previously, but I mean, is the process of what they're doing legal?
No, it's not. Actually, they're breaking three different statutes. One of them, for women's sake, they are altering abortions. They're altering the actual practice, medical practice during abortion, Scott, in order to preserve the organs of the unborn, which can be very harmful to a woman. That is strictly illegal under federal laws. It is also very illegal to sell human body parts. Now, they're coming back and saying, oh, no, we got permission from the woman to give tissue donations. Listen, Scott, I've been in this for 32 years. I've yet to meet a woman that goes into an abortion clinic with a smile on her face thinking she's going to donate organs to heal people. And this is what Heidi Heitkamp has come out and said, oh, no, this is just they're donating tissue. You know what, Scott, what's horrible about that? It gives a woman who's in a crisis, who goes into an abortion clinic in a crisis, kind of sneaks in there. Nobody walks in there with a smile on their face. It gives her a false sense of altruism, you know, to kind of, when she's on the table, they're about to rip her baby out of her body and say, listen, you know, if we harvest some of this, you know, it'll help people live. Well, really, people? What an oxymoron is that? So that is absolutely legal to sell body parts. There's several statutes here that are illegal, and actually there needs to be an FBI investigation. I think every Planned Parenthood clinic should be shut down until they find out what's going on here.
Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Questions welcome here. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions, as well as we can also take your text at 701-226-8503. What's the fix here? Now, knowing what we now know, and this has been exposed, and I know they like to blame the video. This was an organization long since, been targeting Planned Parenthood with these videos. Well, that isn't the issue. What was on the video is the issue, but what do we do with the information? What can be done?
Well, what we need to do, number one, as far as politicians go, they need to defund Planned Parenthood right now. I mean, there's just no, and I know Kevin Kramer is on board with that. There's been already a bill introduced with over 80 co-signers in Congress. Number two, I think friends and neighbors, but very much so pastors and leaders of churches need to come out very strongly as a religious community against this. And I think even people who are pro-choice per se, this is a natural consequence of being pro-choice, Scott. This is a natural consequence, these body parts being harvested, of saying, I'm not for abortion, but. And I think we need to wake up. And I know that sounds really harsh, but we need to wake up. We're literally eating our own children here. And it cannot be sustained in a society. So we need to get involved, you know, however, and we need to not be silent. The media, the mainstream media, except Fox and you guys and other few other stations, are silent on this. As a matter of fact, I was over at an elderly lady's house yesterday just visiting, and she only gets ABC News, right? And she hadn't even heard about this. She was stunned. She hadn't even heard about it. It's been on the news for 2 weeks. So, and thirdly, I think we need to investigate and prosecute Planned Parenthood. And while we're doing the investigations, why on earth aren't we shutting down their practices? Heidi Heitkamp, by the way, I just found her statement here. She said a very interesting thing. She said in a statement that these health care providers must hold themselves to the highest standards, and I will do what I can do to ensure that that happens. Seriously, Heidi? High standards? I don't think so.
All right, short break, and we'll come back with more. We also want to talk about the appeals court decision yesterday on North Dakota's heartbeat legislation. Yana Myrtle, a concerned woman for America, here. Your call's welcome, too. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
We're going to win. We're going to win.
That's right, folks. Twins baseball. August 13th in the Twin Cities as they take on the Texas Rangers. And we're loading up the What's on Your Mind fun bus and heading out. We'll be live on the way to the Twin Cities for the 12:10 game, leaving Fargo 7 a.m. Thursday, August 13th. We'll come back after. Price is only $129, includes your trip and your ticket right behind home plate. That should be great fun. Add $100 for a night stay in Fargo, too. Call for your tickets now. They're going fast. 855-200-1776, extension 3.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts bearing a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up with a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, 2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, 3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
For this Saturday, looking forward to going and watching the American ingenuity and American power there with the Blue Angels. Love those guys. So just maybe scout out where we can get some tickets. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. We chatted earlier with General Mike Haugen, coach here of that event, Fargo Air Show, bringing in the Blue Angels and a lot of other things. Todd's personal favorite is the jet-powered outhouse. Mine is the jet-powered school bus.
You haven't seen that, by the way. I did post it on the What's in Your Mind and K-Fire Facebook pages.
350 miles an hour the bus goes. It's unbelievable. Anyway, to answer his question, Casey's General Stores, the Fargo Air Museum, the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Fargo, or just get them at the gate.
Does that relieve constipation?
I can't answer that question. All right, we're bound for the state fair tomorrow, the 811 day at the fair is the big deal, and I'll be there, Todd Mitchell will be there, and we'll be together for the K-Fire Cafe, which will be great fun.
Yeah.
And so come on out and say hi. The fair gets going at 10 o'clock, and there's 811 811 beautiful T-shirts for the first 811 folks that come through, so call before you dig there. So looking forward to that up at the state fair all day tomorrow. They got a lot of giveaways, Keith Urban tickets, and a lot of fun. Yana Myrtle is with us from the Concerned Women of America North Dakota chapter, and some calls waiting here, Yana, so let's get to those while we're chatting. But I do want to ask you about the decision yesterday by the appeals court upholding a Fargo judge's decision on the issue of the heartbeat legislation. Mike in Bismarck, your question for Yana. Mike, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I called about Planned Parenthood.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, their goal was to get health care to people who can't afford it. I thought under Obamacare, everybody had to have health care or get fined. So they really aren't needed, and they can't use federal money for abortions. So why do we need them again? You know, and as far as the abortion law, other states don't follow the federal laws. Why do we have to? That's our law. Our people voted it in. Let's just enforce it. Make them come and do something about it.
All right. Yana, any comment?
Well, you know, he's actually leading us into the next conversation, Scott, which is about the decision yesterday, because as you saw in the news yesterday, the Eighth Circuit Court struck down our heartbeat bill. However, they spent the rest of the opinion basically chewing out the Supreme Court for being archaic and old, and that the state's rights are being trampled here. So your caller is right. You know, the state's rights issue on the issue of life should be a state's rights issue. And not to be a pun on your earlier comments on sanctuary state, but North Dakota should be a sanctuary for the unborn child and its mothers, and we've done everything we can to do so. So really, the Eighth Circuit Court yesterday agreed with us, but their hands are tied due to federal law from the Supreme Court that is now completely outdated and is not viable in itself anymore. So your caller is actually right. And as far as Planned Parenthood goes, they're not a healthcare organization whatsoever. Over 90% of their services are abortion. They are an abortion industry, period. They do not serve any other healthcare issues for women whatsoever.
But because of what you mentioned about the circuit decision challenging, arguing, hey, you guys have forgotten there's a 10th Amendment here, a Supreme Court. Isn't that all the more reason that North Dakota should take this to the Supreme Court and challenge it?
Well, you know, that discussion is going on, and we're hoping for a prudent decision with everybody involved. And so, but the sad thing today, as we sit right now, I have, and we as an organization have no confidence in the current Supreme Court. It is evident that politics comes over justice in this court. You know, Lady Justice is blindfolded, right, Scott, and holds two scales. But that is not the case right now for the Supreme Court, as we've seen over and over again in the last year or two with this legislation from the bench that is devastating to the rights of individuals in America. So we have to use wisdom here. There are people who want to push it through. I think there's no doubt. We know that this current court will not uphold the heartbeat bill and heartbeat law. So we need to look at it and look at the decision. There is so much encouragement in this decision yesterday. Yes, we're deeply disappointed by the ultimate outcome. But, I mean, the court really took a careful approach. And basically, and I don't have time here to go through the whole opinion, obviously, but it basically, like I said, in common man's language, sort of chews out the Supreme Court and the federal government for not updating and catching up with science and the will of the people when it comes to protecting life. And North Dakota, it actually affirms North Dakota's right to protect life and potential life, which is in our century code. So there is a case for 10th Amendments here. Hey, there's a case if somebody wants to go for the nullification thing. I see all these approaches. And in the meantime,
I need to get in one more quick email for you here. Why is abortion, this is from Mike, why is abortion a woman's right? Her body, her choice. But suicide, we must stop. What happened to my body, my choice? At least with suicide, it really is your choice. Not an endorsement for either, says Mike. Your comment?
Well, the interesting thing now, the whole mantra, my body, isn't that funny? Because whose body parts is Planned Parenthood selling? The woman's? Oh, gee, no, it's selling the baby's body parts. So that mantra of my body, my choice, it's just gone. It's just gone. Any common sense person knows that's gone. So your emailer is right. Abortion is wrong, period. And we are seeing, what's encouraging, though, Scott, is, you know, we're seeing that people are waking up to the fact that life is precious at every stage of development.
That's and certainly waking up to what horrific practices happen under the false banner of healthcare, Planned Parenthood, for sure. And one of the reasons we know is because of the good work of Concerned Women for America and your North Dakota chapter. Thank you, Yana Murdaugh. Appreciate the update. Going to hop in that Audi Q7 from Valley Imports and head for the state fair.
I'm jealous.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.